Morning of Tim Chayodim, a Klalamed Vav Simon Tess. So he deals with a question, which is an interesting question to think about. That this halacha of Darbash Tibul Mamashka is not limited to payers, it applies to other foods as well. So, what about the case a person is cooking meat and it's with liquid? So, he said if he's eating it in the context of a soup or something of that sort with the derech, which is to eat it with a kaf. Like we said it before in Simon Ches, it's not an issue. But sometimes people eat these foods with their hands. So the basar tzli, you have roasted meat, you didn't add any liquid. You just roasted it with the inherent moisture which is found inside of the tzli. So that liquid, the even though dam is a machshir, but the other liquids which come out of the animal as you roast, after you kash the meat, the dam is taken out. Whatever remains is called moyel or moichel, and that's not considered a mashka. It's not going to machshir the basar. Even though there's moisture on the basar, it's not a problem. Abul Yesh right of gomer tzarchin hil shadayim. If there is actual gravy there, so it's a davar shetibula b'mashke. So this is a quote from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says this point. There's actual gravy there. Actual gravy there usually has water in it that you add, etc. So that would be considered. The fact that it absorbs the flavor of the meat as well doesn't change its status. It remains that it's considered a mashka. Now we mentioned before, when you cook the fruit in order to make a fruit soup, and your goal over there is to put on the rights of the status of the peiros. So over there, the opposite happens. What actually happens is that the water becomes part of the peiros, becomes vessel to the peiros, and you make a rapio eitz on the water. Over here, that's not your goal. Your goal isn't to try and put the flavor into the gravy, and the gravy should now be like part of the meal. It's give it moisture, etc. But the main thing is obviously just the food. Over there, if a person would take the fruit out and just drink the gravy, you'd have to make a few eights. There's no shell over here that if you take the meat out and you would eat the gravy alone, obviously the bracha is a shahakol, but it's a shahakol on its own merit, not on the merit of the fact that it came from the meat, because it's definitely considered independent of the meat. So, therefore, it's considered a mashka, because there's water involved. The water does not become secondary, and it's considered a mashka, and you would have to wash your hands. Now, even if the derech is only to eat it with a fork, but many times people tend to touch their food as they're eating to help hold on to it, etc. So, therefore, a person should wash his hands, again, without a bracha. The Gros says, the Magen Avraham says, a person roasts, even though he bastes it beforehand with water and something like that, to give moisture. But since the derech, as you roast it, is that moisture evaporates, etc. So that's insignificant. We don't have to worry about it. And Vilna Gaon argues, even in that scenario, that liquid which is there beforehand will confer the water which is there beforehand will confer a status of mashka on the roitzev. And the roitzev is going to have a halacha of mechayev and nesil sedayim. And that's what he deals with a little bit in the parentheses. How to learn a toises, which seems to touch on this halacha. It's a toises in Chulin. And Daf Lama Gimel, the Mishnah over there says, a person would shecht the animal and no dam came out. So the dam came out, the dam is machshir, the basar, even though later on you're going to remove the dam, but the dam which comes out is machshir, the basar. Let's say you would have a damless shkita, which is a very rare occasion, but the Mishnah is discussing theoretically in such a scenario, the shkita itself would be machshir. The shkita itself would be machshir at the basar, because the shkita takes it from being an iser into being a heter. So once it's doing that, it also makes it considered an oichel, and it'll be makabel tzuma or not. So that's the machlokes in the Mishnah. So Rishima says it's hukshiru, and Tanakama says that it's not hukshiru. You can eat it even though your hands are tame. So Tosis says, well, what's the scenario? You're not eating it raw, you're eating it cooked. So you added water. So Tosis says the scenario is that you roasted it. or if you would cook it together with meperus. So it means if you cook it with water, it would be a problem. And if you roast it, it seems to be that, even though you added water, it's not a problem. That's a discussion which the Chayyadim deals with. Is that what Tosis means or not? So, preferably a person in that situation, the derech nowadays, I think, is for many people is normal to eat it only with utensil, not touch it. And therefore, a person should just be careful to do it like that, and that he would rely on the fact that that's a normal derech. And when it's a normal derech, you're not even the tila. Okay, have a good day.